may not have to do anything.
By the post office? It goes down there?
What's that?
Is that road sealed? That goes past the post office?
Yeah.
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 Pass road, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
But you're also getting approximately, is there two? Either two or three trucks. I'm not sure if it's two trucks a day or, I don't know how many trucks is going in and out of that for the glass recycling now. Plus then you have Manats in there with heavy equipment that they're moving in and out of there quite often. So there's weight going across that road.
Well, it's budget time, so now's the time to...
Exactly why it's brought up.
Don't have a lot of time to put your...
Well, with everything that's been mentioned, can we maybe develop a list and take a look at prioritizing some of those?
What I would like to do with the council's permission is to put Jim and Mike both on it and go around and see what our most needed areas are and put a list together and then bring it back to the council and we can decide where we want to go from there, if that works for everybody.
Yeah, I think a patching process at this stage with the numbers that you're throwing out there, plus again, it's my belief that Telegraph is not a busy street for the general public. Yes, when we have grain season, we have the trucks going across there. But on the same token, if we have a issue with weight limitations, maybe we need to see if that even meets the standards. Because if it's we're flipping the bill for that, we're not getting assistance from the state or the county, we should be able to put restrictions on that road if it doesn't meet the need.
Well, then we're not really going to have a good,
well, the only
good cost estimate unless we have, you know, surveying and engineering done on it first.
Yeah, and just keep in mind, Mr. Brandenburg, that a lot of that, you're talking about farm exemptions. So they'll be exempt anyway, but and it's not saying that it's completely impossible, but they are farm exempt.
So if they are exempt, we'd have to run them through town.
No.
No, they could still run
them. They could still run that road. The problem would be that they would be able to run that road even if we put weight limitations on it.
Yeah.
Because like for instance, the road from Walcott coming to Bluegrass is an embargoed road already. So unless you're farm to market, you're not supposed to be on that road. Or you're making a local delivery. That's what the DOT says.
I see semis on that road.
Every single day. But it is an embargoed road. It is a restricted road.
So I mean, how do the semis get away with it?
If you turn off of Locust Street and you start heading south, you'll see the weight restriction sign.
But if they're making a local delivery,
right.
But if they're making a local delivery, are they an in-house, in-town business, so to speak, then they're exempt. And that's what I was trying to tell Mr. Brandenburg is, yes, I'm in total agreement with you, don't get me wrong, but the point is that when it comes to, and I'll just use this as an example, if McCleary Excavating was still in business, they have free rein to go anywhere because they're an in-house local business. Questliner has it because they're an in-house local business. Then you start throwing in the farmers in the area, and they're exempt because of ag.
Pretty much everybody that's using it would still be able to use it without a weight restriction on their end.
Correct. You know, and because he's in the audience, I'm going to pick on Mr. Schatt there because he just opened a business. Anything that goes in and out of his, that would be exemption because they are making a local delivery. So they would be able to come from the north to the south. If I was him, I would tell him, go around to come in because all you're going to do is draw attention to yourself. But I have been out there no less than four or five times for even our local trucking company, which at the time was Gless Brothers, but now it's Questliner, for the DOT pulling over one of those trucks and finding something wrong with them to put them out of service because they were on an embargoed road.
But they have a business here, so they...
But they were not making a delivery here. They just were coming back. And they can still go around because of the way the bypass was set up. So they,
so
can
they
go,
should have been on 61.
They should have came in on 61. That's correct. There's... It's... And I know the council doesn't understand this, but this is my profession. It's the funniest class I've ever been to in my life. I went to a DOT class to get my recertification and all that. And it was put on by a very, very good DOT officer. And the DOT officer stood up in front of the class, and the first words out of his mouth were, "I'm not here to tell you you're doing something wrong. I'm not here to tell you you're doing something right. What I'm here to tell you is what the law is." He said, "But I'm going to tell you, the law is subject to interpretation by the officer that has you pulled over at the time," which means his rules could be different or tweaked from what my rules are. You know, I may say, "Oh, sure, Mr. Bowman, you can do that," or "Sure, you know, you can do that." But Brandon may pull you over and say, "Nah, that's the law. Here it is. Sign your name, or you're out of service." So it's a catch-22 on that kind of thing, and it's kind of a hard nut to crack, if you will.
I think, yeah, some of these bad spots, North Mississippi, bump over here, I think you and I talked about it from day one, need to be looked at. And if there's something got to be done, yes, we probably need to budget those. But I still think this Telegraph Road needs to be done sooner than later. Even though we had a count a couple years ago you sent out to us, and it was, yeah, it's 200. It's not a big number. But those 200, if one of those things falls in a hole, you know? And then what's it going to cost to do this Band-Aid? I'm calling it a Band-Aid on this thing.
We put a lot of money in it.
Yeah, we've already put a lot of money into it.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be putting a lot more into it if we...
Well, and I look at the people that just did the sewer lagoons when they pumped all that out and they put it in the fields out there. They spent a large amount of money putting rock in there and re-asphalting that out there they destroyed.
This is my only thing. I get it, and it's that road is used. But you're going to put the city in the debt to replace a road that is going to get 200 cars. I mean, and probably 150 of those cars are just taking a shortcut coming off 61 to go to Walcott or go up north somewhere. I'm not for it. I can't justify it. I would justify turning that thing back into a gravel road before I put $2 million into it. And that's 100%. And I think if you had a calling of the people in the city, they would say the exact same thing.
Because they're not using it.
Well, because they're not using it, and because their city's going to be, we're going to be broke.
Yes.
We're going to be flat-ass broke.
Yeah.
I mean, if they wouldn't have sold the water, this wouldn't even be a discussion at all. Like, we wouldn't even be able to think about it. I know that money's there, but it doesn't mean...
We're making more money off the interest than we did with the water and sewer.
Oh, yeah.
I can see how you could put together a budget and start, you know, start budgeting for it if you wanted to go for it, but that's like making a call on your house and saying, "I'm going to put in a new driveway because it's cracked. I can't afford it. It's going to take all my savings to put in this." Now, if an emergency happens, you have nothing, right?
And that was our original goal with this money to start with, is if there was an emergency or something we needed.
And I'm not. I know the road sucks. Honestly, drive up Brady Street though. I mean, dude, that thing.
I was just on it the other night.
Yeah, and try to go over to Tyson's or something. I mean, you're going through every hole. That doesn't mean that ours should be crappy too, but
ours isn't even Mac in comparison.
Close. Yes.
Oh, and poor roads suck.
I would honestly, even after talking to some other excavating people and stuff like that, and them seeing those reports, I'd almost take a second opinion on another boring company and see what they come up with before I dump $2 million. I honestly think of talking to some other people that could be taken down a lot less. I mean, the way that they gave it to us is, that's like the biggest thing. You even talk to an engineer and they're like, "We do that all the time. You know, we'll have like layer four at like a 9 or something." And they still, and especially if you're not doing a concrete, if you were just asphalted again, asphalt's easy to patch. I say have a couple of them come in here and explain and see what they think that they could do, you know, as far as some companies. I mean, after looking at the boring results and stuff like that, you know, they'll have everything in front of them and they'll be able to say, "We can warranty this. We can do this for you and warranty it for however long, you know. How long are we getting warranties on the other roads?" I think it's too big of a jump too soon, right? We, I still don't think we have enough information to make any decisions.
And I think even if we look at the patches that are out there, how long ago would we put those in? I mean, how many, I put
you
in,
know,
when I was mayor, I mean, I don't know how many, but a lot of them look pretty good in shape.
Really, they're, really, I mean, the ones that, that Mike and I looked out there, and Jim was there too, they're, it's not like they're sinking away, there's just cracking through them.
Yeah.
So, is the patches holding up? For the most part, yeah. So, I don't know how far, I can't honestly remember, and I was out there for probably 90% of them patches, but I can't honestly remember how far down Wrights went when they dug them out and then poured concrete in them. I don't know, can you, do you remember, Jim, at all? I would say you weren't even part of it then.
I have it written down in there.
But the, I guess my point I'm trying to make is as much as I'd love to see that road reconstructed, because it is what we consider a truck route, and I think it does save our north and south Mississippi through here, but I also think that you're right, we need to take care of that on down there. I think we need to take care of that over here, and we need to take care of that down by you, even. So my thought process was, is if we could get some numbers or get some areas that need the most attention and maybe just patch that and, lack of better words, put it off for another year or so or whatever it takes to decide what to do. I think I'm, it's up to you guys.
What are all these other small cities? I mean, that's a huge chunk. And obviously, everything's getting, as far as funds are getting taken away from the cities.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I mean, how can you even justify that as a city eventually? You know, when
right,
it gets to the point,
once,
I mean, say that $2 million is gone, okay? And now the city don't have any, yeah, we're building a little bit, you know, but not enough to ever do a project like that again, you know?
If you do like a debt, you can put it to the taxpayers as an extra, I know,
yeah,
as an extra amount on there. It's,
it'd be different.
We didn't do it with
the
public safety.
Take a bunch of area out there and turn it into the residential areas. You know, a lot of that area that's in amongst those homes,
mm-hmm,
turn into a home, you know, different homes out there and have subdivisions, and you got a lot of people in there. Yeah, I can see it then. But underneath the circumstance we currently have,
yeah,
I'm with Skylar and saying, you know, I think because these patches have held up a pretty long period of time, I think financially, given unknown of where finances are going for the city, is patch the bad spots and move forward, because otherwise you're spending a lot of money on what?
Well, the way the state is revamping all, like you, the property taxes, it's going to hurt. It's just how much I don't know until I get into budget numbers and stuff like that.
Well, I don't know how much any of you keep up on new introduced bills to Senate, but there's another firefighter bill that's just been introduced to the Senate by a representative from Bettendorf, and his suggestion is that they do away with townships. Okay, you start talking about doing away with townships, it's going to hurt everyone in this room, because
the only reason we have this fire, I mean,
the township funds that the city of Bluegrass draws every year, and pretty much 90% of your towns, pays for the trucks. And we get $80,000 a year. So one of their things is to do away with townships. Well, it doesn't make any difference, because ag land, you're still at the maximum millage rate for ag land. So where do you think that money's going to come from? Be another tax levy, be another tax hike for everyone. So, looking at, you know, and I'll be honest with you, at first I was wholeheartedly in favor of doing that road until I start hearing about these bills introduced and what the state's doing as far as that, and some of the
cuts
that are being made. And, you know, I mean, we're looking at, Ann and I just got word again the other day, we got another audit coming. That's $5,000-$6,000 at least.
Yeah, last time I think it was over six.
It was over $6,000 for an audit.
You have to have it. It's just.
So, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, yeah, I understand there's things that need to be done, but I think we need to do what is the most priority areas that we need.